Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. Lessons in strength, wisdom, and courage. Ever feel like there aren't enough hours in the day? Like your to-do list is a mile long and you're constantly playing catch-up. Yeah, I get it. Time management can be a real struggle, especially in our crazy, always-on world. But guess what? Being stoic isn't just about dealing with adversity, it's also about making the most of the time we have. Think of it like this. Life is a precious gift, and we only get one shot at it. So why not use our time wisely to build something meaningful? That's exactly what we're diving into today, how to manage your time effectively and prioritize those tasks that truly matter. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, ugh, another productivity hack, hear me out. This isn't about squeezing every last drop out of your day or becoming some robotic efficiency machine. It's about finding a balance, being intentional with your choices, and ultimately living a more fulfilling life. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you take control of your time and conquer your to-do list like a true stoic warrior. First things first. Identify your values. What's truly important to you? Is it spending quality time with loved ones, pursuing your passions, making a difference in the world? Once you know what matters most, you can start aligning your actions and priorities accordingly. Think of it like choosing the right ingredients for a delicious meal. If you want something healthy and nourishing, you wouldn't just throw random things together, you'd carefully select ingredients that support your goals. The same goes for your time. Next up, embrace the power of no. This one can be tough, but trust me, it's crucial. You can't say yes to everything, and trying to do so will only lead to overwhelm and burnout. Learn to politely decline requests that don't align with your values or goals. Remember, saying no to something is often saying yes to something else, something more important and fulfilling. Thirdly, break down big goals into smaller steps. Ever stared at a massive project and felt completely paralyzed? Yeah, me too. But here's the secret weapon. Break it down into manageable chunks. Instead of feeling overwhelmed by the whole thing, focus on making progress one small step at a time. Before you know it, you'll be crossing things off your list and feeling a sense of accomplishment. Now, let's talk about scheduling and routines. You don't need to become a slave to your calendar, but having some structure can be incredibly helpful. Block out time for your most important tasks and try incorporating rituals or habits that help you stay focused and productive. And finally, practice self-compassion. Remember, we're all human and we're going to have days when things don't go as planned. It's okay to make mistakes, to get off track, or to simply need a break. Be kind to yourself, learn from your experiences, and keep moving forward. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You wake up feeling stressed because there are a million things on your mind, work deadlines, errands to run, the project you've been putting off. Sound familiar? Now, imagine applying these stoic principles. You take a moment to reflect on what truly matters, spending time with your loved ones, pursuing your creative passion, and making a positive impact on the world. Then you break down those big goals into smaller steps, schedule time for your most important tasks, and learn to politely decline requests that don't align with your values. Suddenly, the overwhelming chaos transforms into a sense of calm and purpose. You feel more in control, more focused, and ready to tackle whatever comes your way. That's the power of stoic principles that give you the tools to navigate life's challenges and make the most of every precious moment. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways to help you manage your time effectively and prioritize those tasks that truly matter. Remember, it's not about becoming a productivity machine, it's about finding balance, being intentional with your choices, and ultimately living a more fulfilling life. Now go out there and make the most of your day. And hey, if this episode resonated with you, be sure to share it with your friends, leave a review, or join the conversation on social media. Let's keep the stoic journey going together. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.